I don't know about you, but I can't wait. I can't wait to see my loved ones open their presents. This is something, of course, I look forward to every year, but there is someone in my family that loves this even more than me. In fact, she loves this so much that her presents were the first ones under the tree, and she is bursting at the seams, anticipating the gift giving. She's the youngest in our family and doesn't have a lot of resources, but she always seems to find a way. So tonight, today, we celebrate Jesus' birthday. So what should we get him? He has everything, after all. He's got the whole world in his hands. So what do we give someone who seems to have everything? Do we really have anything to give? A little girl pondered a similar question just a few days ago. She thought, what can I give to my teacher? Do I really have anything to give? She didn't really have anything that the world would consider a Christmas present, but somehow, some way, she seemed to find a way. In fact, her teacher tells the story of the gift that stood out more than any other and touched her heart. Here is her story. She writes, the teacher writes, today was the last day before our winter break. We will have 2 weeks off to rest with our families and loved ones over the holidays, then head back to school in 2019. With it being the day before break and Christmas right around the corner, most teachers bring their kiddos something such as books or little treats, or occasionally, in return, the students then give something back to their teachers. Well, today, I received some chocolates, some handmade notes, some jewelry, but a little tiny package of Lucky Charm marshmallows stood out to me the most. You see, 100% of my school is on free or reduced lunch. They also get free breakfast at school every day of the school week. This kiddo wanted to give me something so badly, but had nothing to give. So rather than give me nothing, this student opened up her free breakfast cereal this morning, took the packaging of her fork, straw, and napkin, and finally took the time to take every single marshmallow out of her cereal to put in a bag for me. When I read this story, I was so touched. I don't know about you, but when I eat Lucky Charms, I love the marshmallows. They are the best part. She gave the best part. So back to the question, what can we give to Jesus on his birthday? Well, I think that answer is different for all of us because God has made us all different with unique personalities and talents and perspectives and experiences. We are all custom-made creations. And for some, the answer to this question comes early in life. For some, it changes and evolves and transforms. And for some, it comes a little later in life. But when we find the answer to the question, what can we give to Jesus? Our life is never the same. We find purpose and peace and joy and hope. We find the best part. You see, we were not only created to receive the gifts that Jesus has given us, but we were also created to give and to share our gifts with the world. So many wonderful gifts God has given to us. In fact, back today, even though it's Jesus' birthday, Jesus sent us a really big gift right there. And I need some helpers to unwrap it. So just wait a second, but I'd like to invite the kids in a second to come up and help me unwrap the gift, and then we're going to have a seat right around here, and we're going to explore what's inside. So you're invited to come on up, and we're going to move the present. All the kids are invited to come on up here, okay? And you can maybe take a little piece off and then let the next person take a piece. And I even have a bag for the wrapping paper. How's that? I came prepared. And once you've torn a little piece off, then you can have a seat on the carpet. You guys want to sit on the carpet? Okay, I will, how about I'll open the box? Thank you guys for helping me. That was kind of fun, huh? I love to unwrap presents. I like to wrap them too. Okay. So what is inside this box? Let's see. Let's see how much Jesus taped it here. Okay. What do we got? What did Jesus give to us on his birthday? Joy. He gave us joy. Jesus says, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Okay? Jesus gave us hope. In the book of Timothy, it says, "Christ Jesus is our hope." Jesus gave us life. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." It's a lot of presents, isn't it? Light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Grace. In the Gospel of John, it says, "From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." Peace. In the book of Ephesians, it says, "For he himself is our peace." Truth. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Love. In the Gospel of John, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." You see, when Jesus came into this world in the form of a baby on Christmas, he brought all of these things that we might have in our lives. Very important, very wonderful, wonderful gifts. And you know where we read about those gifts? Where do we read about those? It's a book. In the Bible. That's right. The Bible is a treasure of information that we all really need to know. It's really important for our lives. And I have actually a little gift under here for each one of you to take home. You were wondering, huh? Is there more? There is. So, I'm going to hand them out. How about this? And I'm going to have you open them right now, okay? And then we're going to, if it's okay, we're going to put the wrapping paper in the bag so then we don't have to worry about that when we go back to our seats. How about that? Okay? Everybody gets a present. Oh, thank you, Pastor Mark. I'll give you half of them. Thank you. Okay, so you can start opening, okay? There you go. And if you need a helper to help you open it, because I think the people, these, they have a lot of tape, I think, so want to make sure you can. get them open. Oh, we got another one. There we go. Everybody got one, right? Oh, good. Okay, so I'll come around with this bag. There we go. And before you go back to your seats, let's say a prayer, okay? Thank you. There we go. Thank you. That was pretty quick unwrapping, guys. Thank you. Very good. Who threw that? Did I know that girl over there? Okay, if you see any little pieces of wrapping paper, please pick them up. That would be a big help for us. If you see one behind you or around you, thank you. We're going to say a prayer, and then we can go back to our seats. Dear God, thank you so much for sending Jesus to this earth that we might have all of these wonderful gifts in our lives. We pray that each one of these children will have a wonderful Christmas with their families and friends. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming up, and Merry Christmas.